Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Well into summer we are. A little bit sunshine in the morning. Haven't seen that too regularly since June gloom set in. My favorite kind of show, stem cells and organ regeneration, separating truth from hype. Definitely over the next 20 years, you will be hearing on all levels of medicine a ton of information about, can you regenerate your organ? Is it possible? When you're told you're on your way to a lung transplant, when you're on your way to a heart transplant, when you're on your way to a kidney transplant, when you've got an emphysema and they can't transplant any part of your lung, when you need a new joint. Before you go there, you're going to hear there's an option, and you'll hear more of this in the upcoming decades, that organ or tissue, although dead, can be regenerated by stem cells. Now, this is on the tip of everybody's tongue. They gave the 2012 Nobel Prize to Sir John Gurdon and his colleague from Japan. And they gave the Nobel Prize for Medicine to these guys for taking skin cells, normal adult skin cells, not fetuses, skin cells, and in a laboratory creating stem cells, the idea of which is to inject them back into the tissues where they'll seek out and find your ailing organ and regenerate it. Of course, this hasn't happened yet. If you're up for a transplant, if you're up for a long-term disease that you're told is basically progressive and degenerative, non-reversible, and you talk to your medical doctor or whoever about the possibility of regeneration with stem cells, they're going to tell you that this is still in trial, that there's nothing definite yet, and they are correct. There is nothing definite yet. It's not the FDA that's put the lid on it. It's not some bureaucracy that hasn't allowed it to really occur yet. Bottom line is nobody's doing it. They're coming close. In animals, little animals, you can get some very interesting results, but in adults, you can't. And I'm going to give you an insight today to understand what the problem is, why we're not getting results with stem cells on the level that we estimate its potential to be. There's still a missing piece, and I think that missing piece is right in front of our face. But as always, you're going to have to put on your thinking cap for today's show. So we're going to get a little technical today. I think I've got it streamlined into something cohesive that you should understand. You may have to listen to the show again. If you're new to the show, wow, put on your seatbelt. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc. That's the website, Straight Talk with two T's, .cc, not .com. Get to that website so you can look at the pictures. You will not be able to get much out of this show today, this broadcast, unless you're looking at the pictures. First concept, while all of this great work is being done in biology and biochemistry and biophysics, et cetera, talking about the possibility, the prospect of regenerating stem cells, we want to give you an insight into how the body works already. That in fact, the body's stem cell system is already intact. That much of the repair that you do in your body is already being generated by the production and transport of stem cells to damaged tissue. And this production occurs in the bone marrow. Its transport is through the bone marrow and into the organ, in addition to which your organs themselves, yes, your brain, yes, your kidney, yes, your lung, yes, your liver, they all have their own supply of stem cells. Which makes it curious then because as the article I'm going to cite in a moment, so you're going to go to an article. In fact, I've had this article in a past show a long time ago on stem cells, but I'm going to give you a different slant on it today. As even this article that you're about to look at is going to suggest, the heart regenerates itself. Question being, if it's so good at regenerating itself, if this article is true, if in fact the organs have adult stem cells already in them, ready to repair and regenerate a damaged organ, then why doesn't it happen? Why do people die from heart attacks? Why are people severely disabled after major heart attacks? Why do we have people in renal failure? Why do we have people in hardcore liver failure? Why do we see tissues, organs, damaged to the point where they're not reversibly fixed? Why is this just so prevalent today? I mean, it's just so common to have your orthopedic surgeon tell you you need to have that hip replaced or that knee replaced or that shoulder replaced, when really on MRIs and scans of other sorts, you've only got grade 1, grade 2 degree of damage within the joint. Why is this going on in the face of articles like the following? So you're on the website. I want you to click to view the full article on cardiac stem cells. Click to view that article. It's right at the top of the pictures. You're on the website, straighttalk.com.cc. All right. Life and death of cardiac stem cells. A paradigm shift in cardiac biology. This is 2006. I want you to relax and take your time in this article. We're not going to get too complicated, but you can learn so much from this. And, of course, it's about learning, isn't it? It's where the smart money is, lest you start downing some of these. On the market today, we've got supplements galore that are telling you they'll activate and promote your stem cell transport and production and the rest of it. And I shudder to think at claims made without understanding what I'm going to bring to you on this show today. Life and death of cardiac stem cells, a paradigm shift in cardiac biology. Circulation Magazine, that's a tech magazine for medical doctors and doctorates. American Heart Association, Incorporated. Life and death of cardiac stem cells. Anversa, MD, Katsura, PhD, Leary, MD, Roberto Bolli, MD. Okay, international team here. The heart as a self-renewing organ. I want you to go to the... I parenthesized certain parts of this article. So on the left side, the first page there, down on the bottom, recently, an established notion of cardiac biology has been questioned. The general belief that during prenatal life, cardiac progenitor cells undergo progressive lineage commitment and differentiation, which results in an irreversible loss of developmental options in childhood may not be valid. Why can't these guys speak English, huh? What those few sentences say, as classically speaking, the cells you get in the heart are the cells you die with. And when you lose them, they're gone. Remember, back in school, don't drink booze because it kills brain cells? Some of you remember that. I certainly remember being told that in grammar school by the nuns. Don't go out drinking because it kills brain cells and you'll never get them back. This is what standard biology, biochemistry has told people for hundreds of years. An irreversible loss of developmental options in adulthood. And what this article is about is that is not true. Similarly, the traditional view of the heart as an organ of incapable of regeneration has been challenged. So let's keep going. Let's go to page 2. Top of page 3. If you look in the upper right-hand corner, the pages are numbered for you. So not page 1, not page 2, but the top of page 3. The heart is a self-renewing organ. And this is the whole point of the article. And you're going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb and then check other articles that it cites. Its references are infinite. So in the face of being told you have a heart attack, you've had a heart attack, or you've got bad renal kidney damage, or you've got bad liver damage, or your joint's destroyed, and there's nothing you can do about it, spouting the traditional medical view comes this article. Complicated by the fact that if you go on the website, if you go on Google, and you look at anything to promote the production and transport of stem cells, you can buy supplements forevermore. And those supplements that you can buy forevermore are, they're everywhere. The question is, do they work? And the answer is not that I've seen, not that anybody that's really done good science has seen. So in fact, we've got this triad of issue. Classical biology saying you can't do anything about it. Articles like this saying that you can. And then supplement companies promoting all sorts of capsules claiming that you can regenerate these diseased tissues outside of having them transplanted. Now, I want you to take a look at this picture here. And I want you to stare at it. I'm going to give you 10, 15 seconds to just stare at it. I want you to understand cardiac myocytes, bottom left, are your heart cells. And they've been damaged. And up top, you've got cardiac fibroblasts. Fibroblasts are are the cells that come in and make scar tissue. You've got something called the extracellular matrix, which is a lot of what the show is about today. And then you've got actively proliferating progenitor cells, meaning you've got active stem cells that are going to become heart cells. Versus, you see on the bottom there, and so in the top of page 3, that picture, in parentheses, the heart is a self-renewing organ, you've got quiescent stem cells. I want you to take a look at that. Quiescent stem cells are the stem cells latent. They're living there in your tissue. And they're waiting for a stimulus to activate. And once they do, you start making your own heart cells. Take a look at that picture. Just take it into yourself, because we're going to really need this today. Stem cells. Quiescent stem cells are the cells that are put there that are waiting for a problem. Active stem cells are the quiescent stem cells, the latent stem cells that have been activated by damage. There is a whole system. There is a chain command in each and every organ whereby once this organ is sufficiently damaged, stem cells activate and then reproduce to create new tissue, new cells to replace those cells that are otherwise understood as irreversibly damaged. That is where science should be putting its focus. It should be putting its focus into promoting a process that's already there. Of course, we have a problem. We have a problem when we get up there and we claim that the heart is a self-renewing organ, that the heart replaces itself. If you go on to read in this article, it's going to tell you that the heart replaces itself 18 times during your life. You grow a new heart 18 times. You basically grow a new heart every 4 to 5 years. Did you hear what I said? You grow a new heart every 4 to 5 years. You grow a new kidney. You grow a new liver. There isn't an organ in your body you're not regrowing. That's big. That really shakes the walls of medicine. You can find a lot of articles like this. I put another article on the kidney. So the line between reversible and irreversible is getting thinner and thinner and thinner. The skeptics say, well, and the skeptics say to the people that wrote this article, the credentialed scientists, including medical doctors who wrote this article, are challenged by the skeptics that say, if that's true, how come John Smith, that had a bad heart attack, whose heart is damaged, 10 years later, it's still damaged? Where is the repair, they say? I want you to hold that. Because there's an answer. There is an answer to this. It's right in front of everybody's face. It's understood. But you got to put the pieces together. On this picture, the heart as a self-renewing organ is the word extracellular matrix. Now, extracellular matrix, if you don't know, is the space in between the heart cells.